And I long, how I long to roam back to my old Kentucky
is 102.3 WHIVLP New Orleans, the voice of the city.
This is Jimmy Anselmo, and I am from Jimmy's Music Club, The Movie. And you are listening to 102.3 WHIV in New Orleans, a community radio station dedicated to human rights and social justice. And as George McGovern once said, I'm fed up. to the ears with old men dreaming of wars for young men to die in.
WHIV 102.3 FM, your headquarters for human rights and social justice. 102.3 WHIV FM.
One in three children born today will get diabetes. This sad prediction by the Centers for Disease Control will come true if millions of Americans don't improve their lifestyles, especially by changing what they eat, how much they eat, and how active they are every day. Every 23 seconds, another American gets diabetes. Stop diabetes before it starts. To learn more, contact the American Diabetes Association or download our free diabetes education programs at learningaboutdiabetes.org.
Spend it all, I have not. the people lead, the leaders they will have to follow. And all their lies and their alibis they will have to swallow. The people lead, people take the lead. Children, you got to take your lead, or you shall be led astray. So as long as someone else controls your history, the truth remain just a mystery. Well, you can lead a horse to the water, you cannot make him drink. You can put a man through school, but you cannot make him think. When the people lead, people take the lead. Children, got to take your lead, or you shall be led astray. Watch them try to hide this world's imposition. But like disease that has come around from remission, and when it seems as if it has left your person, all the while, Lord, it has only worsened. When the people lead, people take your lead. People take the lead. People take the lead. People take the lead. People take the lead. Children, you got to take your lead.
This is Joanna from the Tumbling Wheels, and you are listening to 102.3 WHIV LP in New Orleans, a community radio station dedicated to human rights and social justice. As the Dalai Lama once said, if you want others to be happy, practice compassion. If you want to be happy, practice compassion. End all wars.
Fading with the medals that's
We are on a mission for social justice and human rights and a peaceful planet, and we won't back down. This is 102.3 WHIVLP New Orleans, community radio for the city of New Orleans and all points beyond.
We're gonna take it to New Orleans to a Mardi Gras. Lucy Liu with my girl Drew, Cameron D and Destiny, Charlie's Angels. Come on,
come on, bring it.
Question, tell me what you think about me. I buy my own diamonds and I buy my own rings. Only ring your celly when I'm feeling lonely. When it's all over, please get up and leave. Question, tell me how you feel about this. Try to control me, boy, you get dismissed. Pay my own condo and I pay my own bills. Always 50-50 in relationships.
The shoes on my feet, I bought. The clothes I'm wearing, I bought. The rock I'm rocking, I bought.
What I want, if how I wanna live. I worked hard and sacrificed to get what I get. Ladies, it ain't easy being independent. Question, how'd you like this knowledge that I brought? Bragging on that cash that he gave you is the front. If you're gonna brag, make sure it's your money you fund. Depend on no one else to give you what you want.
Shoes on my feet, I'm
from Bonafide Yoga and Wellness here in New Orleans, and you are listening to 102.3 WHIVLP in New Orleans, a community radio station dedicated to human rights and social justice. And as the Dalai Lama once said, the world doesn't belong to leaders. The world belongs to all humanity.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. She wasn't even really sure where she was at.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Skinny man died of a big disease with a little name. By chance, his girlfriend came across a needle, and soon she did the same. At home, there are 17-year-old boys, and their idea of fun is being in a gang called the Disciples, high on crack, toting a machine gun. Church and kill everyone inside. You turn on the telly and every other story is telling you somebody died. My sister killed a baby cause she couldn't afford to feed it, and it was sending people to the moon. In September my cousin tried reefer for the very first time. Now he's doing horse. It's June.
Because you think we are blinded by poverty. People in a misery. No government a work for government. There is a mockery. Respect for the youth where they input and all the mockery. Why you don't treat them like the way you should? People in a misery. No government a work for government. There is a mockery. Respect for the youth where they input and all the mockery. Why you don't treat them like the way you should?
It's like you want to see the people they felt. And why you don't show your worship.
Television screen, trying to get us hooked on your American dream. Up on the games if you know what you mean. When you cheated on your wife with your money's on your scheme. People who rule and not down to the problem. We are no fool and no family, no none. You walk into a room and you deserve to gather. Send music as a music, check as people. People in a misery. No government at work, but government, there is a mockery. Respect for the youth where they input and all they back of it. Why you don't treat them like the way you should? Government and work for government, there is a mockery. Respect to the youth where they input and all they back on me. Why you don't treat them like the way you should?
Away. that ain't nice.
Okay, just this once, no more than twice.
More than twice.
But if you leave a stain, you don't have to be ashamed. How you think them yellow cabs, they got that name? Catch you on the police video.
Video.
Say, wait, y'all mistaken. It's a flood, the levee's breaking. And I'm evacuating here with the Contraflow. Rich folks get to be on Mardi Gras Day.
Mardi Gras Day.
They get annoyed if they get roid on Mardi Gras Day.
Mardi Gras Day.
So they're up there on their balconies. They pee all over you and me. Rich folks get to be on Mardi Gras Day. I said there ain't no place to be on Mardi Gras Day.
Mardi Gras Day.
Ain't no place to be on Mardi Gras Day.
Mardi Gras Day.
If there ain't no stalls when nature calls, I go in front of Gordon Hall. Ain't no place to be on Mardi Gras Day.
Mardi Gras Day.
I heard. I gotta go real bad. But officer, I thought the sign said Facility Street.
This is 102.3 WHIV LP in New Orleans. We are not a radio station with a mission. We are a mission with a radio station. That mission, end all wars.
This is Ken from Ken Swartz and the Palace of Sin. You're listening to WHIV LP 102.3 FM New Orleans. Peace on the planet, end all wars.
For the last few years, I've had this sense that everything I learned as a kid about how America's government works is completely wrong. But I had no idea how bad things actually were until I saw this one graph. Researchers at Princeton University looked at more than 20 years' worth of data to answer a pretty simple question. Does the government represent the people? Now, this is what they found. This axis here represents public support for any given idea. On the left, at 0%, are ideas that not a single American wants. On the right, at 100%, are ideas that everyone supports. This axis represents the likelihood of Congress passing a law that reflects any of these ideas, from a 0 to a 100% chance. On this graph, an ideal republic would look like this. If 50% of the public supports an idea, there's a 50% chance of it becoming law. If 80% of us support something, there's an 80% chance. You get the idea. Now, most Americans would probably agree that, with a few exceptions, we should be as close to this ideal as possible. Unfortunately, the way America actually works doesn't even come close. Take an idea that nobody supports, literally nobody, and it has about a 30% chance of becoming federal law. Now, take an incredibly popular idea, the most popular idea this country has ever seen, and there's also about a 30% chance of it becoming law. This means that the number of American voters for or against any idea has no impact on the likelihood that Congress will make it law. Put another way, and I'm just going to quote the Princeton study directly here, the preferences of the average American appear to have only a minuscule, near zero, statistically non-significant impact upon public policy. So if you've ever felt like your opinion doesn't matter and that the government doesn't really care what you think, well, you're right. But there's a catch. This flat line only accounts for the bottom 90% of income earners in America. Economic elites, business interests, people who can afford lobbyists, they get their own line. Look at how much closer their line is to the ideal. When they want something, the government is much more likely to do it. And when they don't, they have the power to completely block it from happening, no matter how much the rest of the country supports it. They get what they want, and guess who ends up paying for it? We pay for it with the most expensive healthcare in the world. We pay for it with a tax code that's a complete mess. We pay for it with internet that's slower and more expensive, with wasteful spending, a floundering education system, a catastrophic drug war, and 1 in 5 American children born into poverty. Almost every major issue we face as a nation can be traced back to this graph. How does this happen? Well, just follow the money. Right now, it's perfectly legal to buy political influence in America. Here's how it works. Let's say a big bank wants a law that would force taxpayers to bail them out again if they repeat the exact same reckless behavior that crashed the global economy in 2008. Not exactly the most popular idea with the public, and Congress knows that. That should be the end of it. But that's where the money comes in. It's perfectly legal for our bank to hire a team of lobbyists whose entire job is to make sure that the government gives the bank what it wants. Then those lobbyists can track down members of Congress who regulate banks and help raise a ton of money for their re-election campaigns. It's perfectly legal for those lobbyists to offer those same politicians million-dollar jobs at their lobbying firm. Then those lobbyists can literally write the language of this new bailout law themselves and hand it off to the politician they just buttered up with campaign money and lucrative job offers. And it's perfectly legal for those politicians to take the lobbyist-written language and sneak it through Congress at the last second. So now you've got a law that greatly benefits the banks, and the whole process can start over. This is how a bill becomes a law. A special interest hires some lobbyists, those lobbyists collect campaign contributions, offer jobs, and then write the laws that Congress then passes to help those same special interests. This happens every day on every single issue with politicians of both parties. In the last 5 years alone, the 200 most politically active companies in the United States spent $5.8 billion influencing your government. Those same companies got $4.4 trillion in taxpayer support. And that's trillion, with a T. And that's